So I'll ask a question. Some students weren't able to submit their own questions.
Yeah.
So I'll ask, I believe it's Sophia Gamble. So what made you interested in journalism? And out of all the stories that you have covered, which one inspired you the most?
Oh, goodness. I would say that what got me interested in journalism is when I was in grade school. Now I'm really going to date myself. You guys are going to be like, so old. But when I was in grade school, I got to see the hostages come home from Iran in 1981. And the Washington Post, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but they sent a reporter with my school class as we went out to the streets of D.C. to see the hostages come home. And there's a quote in there for me saying, oh my gosh, I was on ABC and NBC. Kind of embarrassing to read it now. But I guess I caught the news bug at that point because I was like in the middle of this big, you know, huge historic moment. I think that right then and there is when I sort of got interested in the news business. And when I was in high school, I was on the high school newspaper, and we had these rock and roll murals all over the walls of our high school. And we had like Pink Floyd and Billy Idol and stuff like that. And all these bands that you don't know anything about. You're like, what's rock and roll? Either. I'm just kidding. And one day, the Pink Floyd mural was gone. And we're like, whoa, what happened to the Pink Floyd mural? And, you know, it's funny that I should mention this now, but somebody put up a mural of the Statue of Liberty, which, you know, we should all be in favor of. It's a wonderful thing. But at the time, you're a kid in high school, you're like, hey, what happened to the Pink Floyd mural? And so our high school newspaper assigned me to get to the bottom of it. And you know, I was like an investigative reporter. I was going around talking to students. And some of my friends were like, oh my God, this is terrible. And I had all these great quotes from the students. Went to the principal. He's like, well, we respect everybody's rights, blah, blah, blah. He gave me this political answer. And eventually I found out it was the French teacher who had the mural taken down and put up with the Statue of Liberty because, you know, France gave us the Statue of Liberty.
I'm picturing like a student, Jim Acosta, like on the street, scouring the campus, like,
yeah, you know, yelling at professors, yeah, and teachers and principals, yeah, and so on, yeah. I wasn't allowed to control that too, but I was able to, yeah, that's a good thing. But I was able to get to the bottom of it and it ended up being a good story. So, you know, I think I caught the bug then.